KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South African banks have yet to be sufficiently transparent over the fees they charge customers. This is what the Financial Sector Conduct Authority has told Parliament. The authorities at Sindisiwe Makubalo says they've also identified the need for banks to improve their complaints management practices and address cybersecurity issues. She says with their focus is on protecting consumers and improving trust in the banking sector.
When we look at some of the fees that are charged by the banking sector, we do pick up a lot of inconsistencies. In some areas, the lack of transparency in really getting the customers to understand what type of fees am I charged on. So that there's a lot of work that we're doing as the FSCA, and I must state that the aim is not really to set caps.
The Ilembe Chamber of Commerce says it's still tallying the losses amid the persistent power outages in Guadaguza. 2 weeks ago, parts of the municipality had no electricity for more than 72 hours as a result of a major cable fault at one of the substations. Over the weekend, there was another 40-hour outage. The Chamber's Chief Executive, Kubas Ulofsa, says some enterprises have lost millions of rands.
I've estimated that on one specific day, which was the 13th of December, some of the losses were up to 1.5 million in trading. Some of the bigger shopping centers said that might be up to 3 million rands worth of trading on those days. You know, and it's not only in terms of the trading losses, but obviously the management of alternative systems, the fuel that is being consumed. We've got a significant industrial user that during an outage is burning 275 liters of fuel per hour.
Ward 60 Councillor Jack Abraham says the community is not taking this well at all.
Residents are very furious. They are very frustrated. Businesses have been affected. We live in a time where people work from home and a lot of them are unable to work or have their work interrupted because of the power supply that is not stable. I'd just like to ask my residents just to hold in there. The issue is still not fully fixed. It is on at the moment, but there is still one or two issues on the line that KDM are dealing with. And
a chopper is in the air helping to look for a Chatsworth teenager presumed drowned at Heberdeen. 15-year-old Arman Khan was with family at a beach near Umzumbe when they got into difficulty in the water. Reaction Units Prem Balram says they activated their helicopter to join the search after speaking to the family last night.
We're going to land on the beach. We're going to get some directives from the Sea Rescue Institute in regards to the size and which is the search area, and then we're going to conduct a low-level search with the crew in the helicopter.
And Buffy the Vampire Slayer is officially getting a reboot. It's reported negotiations for returning cast are in their final stages, with Oscar-winning director Chloe Zhao also involved. The top story, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority has told Parliament South African banks have yet to be sufficiently transparent about the fees they charge customers. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpatlele.